Hello, my name is Emily Hines, and I attend Houston City Council meetings, and I take notes. Today's notes are from the council meeting on March 5th, 2025. We will start off with the mayor's report. Mayor Whitmire announced the death of Congressman Sylvester Turner, who served in the Texas House of Representatives for 26 years and was mayor of Houston from 2016 through 2024. Whitmire remarked on Turner's legacy, including his rise from poverty, calling him a remarkable public servant. Whitmire said not many people knew how close they were because of the mean political consultants who tried to divide us. He outlined their decades-long personal and professional relationship and took some credit for Turner's first successful campaign. Quote, "I'd like to think I was the face of his campaign the first time he ran," end quote. Whitmire said they had tremendous influence on each other as young elected officials. He said Turner was a great orator, loved Houston, and was a role model, mentor, and advisor to many. Whitmire offered condolences to Turner's friends and family, counting himself among them, invited the public to celebrate his life, and then recessed city council until 10 a.m. to allow for bereavement. When they came back to session, it was time for a public hearing for Wagner Park. A representative from Houston Public Works and the Parks Department each presented on a storm drain pipe replacement at Wagner Park, which is in District C. No trees will be impacted and all disturbed surfaces will be restored and improved after construction. There were two public speakers who remarked on the importance of this park to their neighborhood, and they thanked the city for taking care to restore it. Councilmember Kamen asked about a timeline. The Houston Public Works representative said, quote, "It normally takes a few days, but right now where they are, they're pretty much done, so we don't have to worry about it," end quote. Which leads me to believe that construction began before the public hearing occurred. It seems that way. And now I'll move on to a few selected agenda items. These are items that were discussed at the meeting or that caught my eye when I scanned the agenda. Item 3 approved final payment of $34 million for waterline repair in District B. The attached document said this project was required to improve existing water distribution systems and to meet Harris-Galveston Coastal Subsidence District's legislative mandate to regulate the withdrawal of groundwater. That is a mouthful, and I have never heard that phrase before. The construction was originally scheduled to take 685 calendar days, but it was extended by 507 calendar days. I did some light and probably inaccurate math. Does this mean this project took roughly 3 years to complete? Because if so, woof. Item 4 approved final work for and payment of $4.8 million to clean solids and sands and grit from the 69th Street wastewater treatment plant. Item 5 approved final payment of $2.7 million and it accepted final work for the construction of request-based sidewalks throughout the city. Item 6 approved final payment of $5.6 million for upgrades to the Chocolate Bayou wastewater treatment plant. This work included, quote, "improvements to the lift station, activated sludge system, clarifier scum system, sludge dewatering, disinfection, and the non-potable water system," end quote. I just love the wastewater lexicon. I had to include it. Item 10 approved $1.1 million to renew data software for HPD. Item 12 approved $1.5 million to overhaul one HPD helicopter. Item 15 approved $521,000 for traffic control equipment. Items 29 and 30 both approved funding that supports the demolition of Monticello Square apartments in District J. Item 29 approved $797,000 for asbestos abatement. And item 30 approved $715,000 for straight up demolition services. Item 53 approved $144,000 for a substance use disorder treatment program run by the health department, also in collaboration with the police department. Finally, we'll go over the councilmember pop-off. Most councilmembers shared remembrances of Sylvester Turner. Several were quite emotional, and many offered condolences to his friends and family. They remarked on his service until death, literally, it seems, how they very recently saw him or spoke with him, and his impact on both their personal lives and the larger Houston community. I'll go over a few highlights outside of those remarks. Councilmember Peck said she and Turner did not always agree, but they respected each other and never took it personally. Councilmember Alcorn said, quote, "how lucky I was to have worked with a public servant so great," end quote. Councilmember Evan Shabazz could not mention bike lanes in her remembrances of Turner. She said, quote, "I will remember you saying, Councilmember, let's move on from those bike lanes," end quote. I just love how unending her bike lane beef is. It truly is now transcending death. Councilmember Jackson said, quote, "He always showed up and showed out," end quote. Councilmember Thomas called him the people's mayor and said that he loved what he did and he loved who he did it for. She lamented the loss of a friend and mentor. Councilmember Pollard shared anecdotes of knowing Turner from childhood, I think he said age 5, and how he helped him along the way pretty much all through his youth and career up until recently. Councilmember Castex Tatum said, quote, "He was a leader that didn't look for followers. He was a leader that wanted to make more leaders," end quote. And that was the Houston City Council meeting on March 5th, 2025. It was a brief one because of the news of Turner's death. You can find the resources I used to compile these notes on my website, which is emilytakesnotes.com. And that's also where the notes themselves live if you decide you would rather read than listen. Thank you to our Patreon supporters and especially to our new one, Kathleen. We use that money to keep the podcast edition of the notes afloat. That link is patreon.com/EmilyTakesNotes if anyone listening would like to join that team of people that help make this project happen. This podcast was recorded by and it has music by Joe Wozni, and it was produced by Connor Clifton. That's it for this week. I am Emily Hines, and I thank you for listening.